The government of Barbados is said to be very concerned about rising commercial bank charges. Special Economic Advisor to the Prime Minister, Professor Avinash Prasad, has been sharing the administration's perspective with Sagicor's Early Business.
It's a grave concern. We do believe that for our recovery to really gain momentum, to strong start, we need the banking system to be partners in this. There are not many things government can do. We've been thinking a lot about what we can do. There are perhaps two things. Firstly, we're going to try and deepen and broaden our financial sector, have more players involved, more types of lenders, more types of payment processors. And that's why we've got the new regulatory sandbox, the first joint sandbox. It's why we are looking this year to establish some new regulations for new types of lending, like peer-to-peer lending, where individuals lend to other individuals, or crowd financing, where people from our diaspora and elsewhere get together as a crowd and fund a new innovation. So we're going to try and develop and deepen our financial sector. The other thing, though, of course, is good old-fashioned regulation. And we do have regulation to protect consumers. In this case, it would be the Fair Trading Commission, which has a mandate to make sure that the banks aren't behaving in an anti-competitive way and are treating consumers fairly. And I would call upon the Fair Trading Commission to investigate how our banking sector is treating consumers and whether these charges are anti-competitive. They are deeply concerning to all of us.
In an environment where the government appears powerless to tell the commercial banks what to do in this regard, there is also the view from the commercial banks that the current economic climate is undermining their ability to be profitable, and that government's recent domestic debt restructuring has made the situation no better.
We are trying to urge the banks to take a fresh look. I mean, I think that one of the challenges of having banks in which the decisions on risk-making are not being done locally, but being done abroad, is that they are less familiar with the risks. And when people are less familiar with risks, they're more risk-averse. And we have a banking system that doesn't appear to be aggressive and hungry in supporting business and innovation. Now, the banks cannot be given, it would be wrong to give the banks the total responsibility for that. There are other types of lenders and others who should be involved in our financial system. So I wouldn't say that the government can't do very much. I mean, we're trying very hard to think of ways in which we can make a difference, and one of them is to deepen our financial system, have other players alongside the banks who are lending cheaper and perhaps more differently, perhaps smartly, because they understand the risks locally, and also appeal to the regulations we do have to make sure that consumers are properly protected and are not in any way being abused.
And on the concept of the need for another indigenous commercial bank, Professor Prasad says this.
I think we need to think beyond our past. When we say about indigenous bank, I would say to you, we need a more indigenous financial sector, full stop. It may be the future lenders are not banks. It may be that future lenders using technologies are different types of financial institutions. Now, to support that, the Central Bank and the Financial Services Commission are developing together new regulatory regimes that will promote and develop these new types of banks, new types of lenders. I think we do need a much deeper financial system. If we were dependent only on banks, our financial system would be too narrow and would not be lending enough to Barbadians.
Government Special Economic Advisor Professor Avinash Prasad on Sagicor's Early Business.